the millennials will be beaten. That is to say, the anti-white millennials will be beaten when we present to them the picture of what sophomores they are. And that their worship of mommy professor, as I say, the word sophomore is invented for this. It means somebody who thinks that he's wise because he's finished his first year of college. And that is the identity, that is the picture of these people. Now, there is no getting around it. There is a good ways to avoid saying this, is to show how intelligent you are, or what smart things you can come up with. That's why our best work was always extremely boring. You have to get the message across, which is, and every message I talk about is the truth, absolutely, and nothing else. We have a bunch of people who are professional students during this period. They borrow a huge sum of money and they stay in school and they want to be professors too and all that. But please don't expand it to all that. Find ways to make the picture clear. The so-called millennial and college graduates are very shallow sophomores. Now, the more you say, the more you talk about who you had lunch with, or so-and-so said something smart or something, the more you cripple our message. Show these people themselves. Buckley, sitting there, I don't know, he looked like he was fiddling with a Galbraith's zipper, but in that picture that was up on our site. But don't get in a Buckley thing where you're trying to have lunch with important people or show how cute you are, how smart you are. The picture of white genocide, for example, had to be cut all the way back to the message. Not secret things that you find out on the web. Take these people and shove their faces right down into their own crap. But nothing else. That's why I keep attacking all this lunchinocracy and all that crap. We need to pitch if the true picture of these people could be shown to them, their side would go fast. And that is all I try to do. Show them a mirror of what shallow, nasty little people they have become. Little trying to be mommy professor. That is one of several messages that is going to turn things around if you do it. And it takes a lot of discipline.